This is Jason.
This is Kailani.
And you're here for the Word of the Night podcast, episode 15, coming up on our one-year anniversary of doing this podcast. I've done 15 so far. Are you amazed we've been this consistent?
Yes.
Would you call it consistently inconsistent?
Exactly.
Yeah. Before we went on air here, we were waiting for Kailani to get rid of her burp. Do you want me to burp you? Right? Are you going to be okay for this podcast?
I hope so.
I know. If you have to.
Thanks for your concern.
I know. We were just been waiting on you for to get that air out of your lungs, but I'm glad that we're done with that. I'm sorry.
So far.
So far, so good. Yeah. All right. So tonight's episode, talking about a couple of Marky Mark movies, Mark Wahlberg, that is.
Mm-hmm.
I was told in film school once when I referred to him as Marky Mark, by a teacher had worked with him on a project, and he said he'd literally punch you in the mouth for saying that.
Saying what?
Calling him Marky Mark.
Oh, really?
But I meant it as a term of endearment. I legitimately love Good Vibrations. When that song comes on, I feel good in my soul. And because I've seen, I think, every Marky Mark movie in a theater, if not in a theater, on DVD, I feel like I can retain the right to call him Marky Mark.
But he's not Marky Mark in the movies.
No, he's Mark Wahlberg because he's a respected thespian. Is that what you're saying?
Yeah, a little bit. I understand where it's coming from.
He's not a good actor. We can agree on that?
No.
Right. Okay, so let's get to the heart of the matter. Watched a couple of Marky Mark movies this week. See, I did it again. I'm getting punched in the mouth twice for that. Two in the mouth for flinching. We watched Four Brothers and Three Kings. Strange that they are numerically titled.
Yes.
We watched Four Brothers because our weekend game plan, let's get to the root of the matter. Let's get to how we saw these movies, this long, awkward road. I went to bed early with you all week.
Early. Agreed. We went to go to early. I mean, you went to bed with me, yes.
Early. I didn't get to watch my movies or anything like that, because I was going to bed early.
Like I said, it was a good compromise.
And by early, I will admittedly agree, it was like before 1 a.m.
Or 1 o'clock.
Ish. So, okay. I went to bed early with you all week.
Yes.
So, the weekend compromise was that we could watch all the shitty movies that I picked out.
I mean, I didn't realize that was part of the compromise, no. But yes, I figured that's what was going to
happen. I stated those terms so clearly that there was no messing around. You knew on Wednesday that on Saturday you were in for some shit.
I mean, I was hoping you were going to, like, throw me a bone.
I did. I did. I gave you Four Brothers, which I thought was one of the best movies of 2005. I saw it in a test screening. I think I told you this when we were watching it. Locally, they had done some sort of research screening and it had a different soundtrack. It was a little bit longer. Then I saw it later that summer and I still liked it enough to buy the DVD. I've never really revisited it since 2005, and watching it with you, I have to admit, it's not very good.
It's very cheesy.
It's laughably bad. It's based on a Western, though. Can you see that in it?
I mean, kind of.
Even the end when, like, the gunfighter comes out of nowhere and they're in snow?
Yeah.
It's bad. It's logic. There's huge gaps in logic in it. I'm watching it. I was amazed at the cast. It's got great casting. Terrence Howard, Taraji Henderson, Sofia Vergara in supporting roles. And then obviously, why are you laughing? Why is that so funny? Is Taraji?
Because I just keep thinking about that line that I thought was so cheesy. What is the cop's name? The bad cop's name? Sorry, spoiler alert.
Fowler.
I know, but in real life.
Josh Gordon. Okay. Or Josh Green. I forget, but he's a dick. Every movie he's in, you're like, I don't trust that prick.
I mean, always, yeah.
He always plays that role.
So horrible. That whole line.
What whole, so you're talking about the exchange where he comes in the house?
Let the cops do their job or whatever. That was very Western.
You thought that was bad. I thought Wahlberg's retort of, we ain't home for just a funeral.
Yes, well, that was all backed up in the same.
I just delivered it as well as him. With no training.
I mean, kind of.
Thanks, babe. You got my back, do you, in this career of mine?
I mean, he has just that thing about him.
Oh, yeah, I love that. You brought up the movie wasn't all that. It had some eye candy. They all looked like they needed a shower. They all needed to be hosed down. They looked very grimy, if you will.
I mean,
I'm glad that does it for you there. So all mechanics out there, calling all mechanics.
Oh, wow.
I had given you two choices, though. Mm-hmm. I brought down two choices for you. Four Brothers, Three Kings. You chose Four Brothers. After we watched it, I told you you chose poorly.
You were selling that. Like, it was the The best movie ever.
It was one of them, I thought, of 2005 at least.
And plus, we had started this a while ago, and I remember I told you I saw it, and you were like, oh, you didn't finish it.
You like,
didn't. But I did. I saw the major parts.
You...
I did. Yeah.
Okay, but we watched it.
Yeah.
And then we watched Three Kings. Mm-hmm. Was I right? Was Three Kings the better movie? Is Three Kings the better movie?
Yes.
Is the movie we should have watched initially?
No.
You're glad you saw Four Brothers and Three Kings?
Yes. Because I was going to watch it anyways. We both know that.
Yeah, we do.
You would have made me in the future watch it.
Yeah, 100%.
So now it's back to back. And you could appreciate one more.
Yeah, well, because you could see that one took violence very seriously. Like, Four Brothers is cartoonish. And Three Kings takes, every time they fire a bullet, it has a consequence. And it's been a while since I saw that movie. And its message might be flawed now, knowing what we know about the second time we went into Iraq. But as it stands and where it was made in 99, I think it's pretty damn good and easy to watch.
Did you notice that they had the same characters be like the friends in each movie? Mark Wahlberg and his friend in the army was like an orphan, didn't graduate from high school, and kind of like out there.
You do just this. Like, you always do like, this. This is like what prevented you from
like
liking
his brother.
Let's be honest. You disliked Green Book because we saw Upside, and you thought that it was too similar, and you were knocking Green Book for what Upside did, and now you're doing this. You always do this. Any movie that we've seen recently, like, did you notice?
I think it's a genius. But instead, you want to like
pat yourself
not hear
on the
me.
Back, huh?
I did.
Did you just call yourself a genius? My goodness. 15 podcasts in and you've already proclaimed yourself a genius.
It's because of the connection.
You have a connection with these movies?
No, I'm making the connection between the two movies.
Okay, well, I didn't know you were a genius level. I didn't know what happens.
It was.
Okay. Okay, well, I see what you're getting at there. And it's a through line, but it's very faint. Yeah. I talk about Eye Candy. I thought you would enjoy this too because of the cast.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. I know you're not a big Ice Cube fan. So I didn't mean it for that.
And he's the same character in every movie.
Is he not? But in this one, he actually played it perfectly, I thought. It wasn't too much Ice-T.
He was an overbred, yeah.
Yeah, it, for anyone, for Wahlberg or Clooney, actually. I think it's hits that sweet spot for all three of those actors. I'm glad we watched it. I don't think I'd ever watch it again. This was like the resurgence of the war movie after Saving Private Ryan and Thin Red Line and then this and Black Hawk Down. It was kind of a second wave of war movies that came out that were really great. So I wanted you to see this. Did you not find it great? Was that what that...
No, I was just thinking about the end, about George Clooney getting that tear in his eye. And I really feel like he meant that because he's so, like, he's really political, you know?
But did you...
I think he really felt it. He was really in character. He felt it.
Yeah, he got a tear out.
No, I think it was a sincere tear.
Say that three times fast. Why would... Did you moan to yourself before you made that? I mean, I heard you over there. And let's just move on.
No,
from
I was
that.
Laughing.
You're right. He really cares for the
no,
for
I was
the situation.
Laughing. I was laughing at it.
Yeah. Yeah, you did. You made me watch a movie recently called Forever Young that I had never seen. A Mel Gibson movie.
Mm-hmm.
Ultra cheesy. You called Four Brothers cheesy. I'm calling that movie ultra cheesy. And our way of finding these movies is because I was trying to find a comparable Mel Gibson movie of like the badass side to watch with you, like Apocalypto, Edge of Darkness, and you weren't buying either of that shit. Mm-hmm. So we ended up moving on to two Mark Wahlberg movies. I want to know what you got to get to Mel Gibson besides the obvious.
I mean, I liked him when he wasn't crazy, and I want to keep him in that light. And Forever Young was that light for me, you know?
He definitely is at like his movie star best.
Mm-hmm.
Although we were a little amazed. I think we Googled it, and he was only like 32, 33 in that movie. And he already looked like a 45-year-old man.
Yeah.
So I think the writing was on the wall that he was living pretty hard at that time. And that movie was written by J.J. Abrams, so I was interested, although he's credited as Jeffrey Abrams.
See, I didn't know that.
Yeah,
that's
I was interested
crazy.
In that. And directed by Stephen Miner, who did some Friday the 13th movies. So it's kind of interesting that he popped back and
was
forth.
Was that around the same time he did Patriot?
No, I mean, within like the same 10-year span.
Like how close together?
8 years.
Hmm.
No.
Okay. Braveheart?
3 years.
Yeah. Okay.
Yeah.
So yeah, that's a good time for him.
We also watched the Muppet movie, as you call it.
Oh, jeez. Yes.
Happy Time Murders, which is basically Who Framed Roger Rabbit in reverse, right?
I mean, Sure.
Instead of being in a cartoon world, they're in the real, the puppets instead of the cartoons, they're in the real world, they exist among us, and somebody's murdering them. And
yeah, but do you notice that in
Roger... Why did you find this movie so hard to like?
I'm just about to tell you. Roger Rabbit, they address the fact that they are cartoons and how they got there. In this Muppet movie, it's all like doom and gloom. Like, they're just trying... We jumped in and trying to watch a real movie with Muppets. Like, is there Muppets?
You really... I understand what you're saying, but you had to look at it and you're like, what, are we supposed to feel sorry for these Muppets? I mean, you had no compassion. I didn't know. I mean, you're a very compassionate person for all groups and labelings and all that kind of stuff. And then all of a sudden, the Muppet movie came out. You're like, fuck these Muppets, man. Care about them. Fuck their rights. Doesn't care about these pieces of shit. It's a sock talking to me.
This movie came out of nowhere. Did we hear about it?
Yeah, we saw the preview in the movie theater and you wanted to see it. For a while,
but when it got closer to coming out.
It's funny. It's had a couple...
It's not that funny. It's just funny because you see a Muppet doing things that a normal adult would, or even human.
Which makes it funny.
No, it's not.
Thanks for defining the humor in the movie.
What you're not thinking about is that a human is a Muppet. So it's really
different. Wow, man. You just like blew my mind. You are on a genius level tonight. Ooh. Let's do something fun. Let's move on and do something fun called the Kailani Movie Name Game.
Okay? Oh, we're doing this tonight.
We are doing this tonight. We just watched the Oscars last week. Mm-hmm. I remain the household champion.
Yes.
Even though I had a terrible year. I got 15 right and 9 wrong. It came down to the name of the last movie that won. Mm-hmm. There was 8 Best Picture nominees. We saw a lot of them.
Mm-hmm. You're welcome.
I want you to name me some of them. We're going to go through the list.
Okay.
And we're just going to... What's the name of the Queen movie?
Bohemian Rhapsody.
Well done.
But I was going to ask you, there was a Queen movie that was nominated. Wasn't it called like the Queen of Hearts or something?
Okay.
I did it.
No, there was a movie. We're going to go through it. What's the name of the movie? With Christian Bale and the old guy.
Great. Together?
No, we watched it.
Yes, Vice.
What? All right. What's the name of the Marvel superhero movie that was nominated?
Oh, we just saw this person. And
I'm glad you're dancing because it has a good soundtrack.
Yes, it has a good soundtrack. Not Dark Age.
But this is radio, not TV. No one can see you popping your head.
I know, I'm trying.
Did you call it Dark Age?
Black Panther.
Well done. But Dark Age might be the name of the sequel. I like that. That's well done. That's like a double entendre. Next, we have the movie about the queen and her two female lovers. You can do this one. It's not Foster for the People.
Okay.
You struggle.
It's with an F.
Is it? Mm-hmm. Are we going to need a countdown timer?
For sure.
Want to round back to this one? No?
No. I know what it is.
It is.
Okay.
I want to give it to you so bad. You're like a child struggling. The Fisher.
No.
That's so strange that your mind went there. We could dissect that for hours.
Favorite.
Whoa.
I got it.
It was in there. It was rattling around. Well done.
There on my tongue.
The one with Bradley Cooper and Gaga. What's it called?
Well, you immediately want to call it Shallows, but it's called The Star is Born. Or A Star is Born.
Right. Yeah. For a while, you were calling it A Star Has Sung, which was actually my personal favorite title for it. I just want you to know that.
Well, it's true. Look.
It was well done. Yeah. I'm glad you did that one. The movie about the guy driving the other guy around.
Which one?
Not the one with Kevin Hart.
Oh, okay.
What's the one with Kevin Hart called?
Up Close.
No. Come on. No, you're almost there. It's in there. It's in there. We just saw this movie. I correct you every single time. It's not Sucking Once.
Up Close and Personal.
That's a movie with Michelle Pfeiffer from 1996.
Why do I want to keep saying that? Upstar. It is Up Close. You're fucking with me.
I'm definitely fucking with you. It's called The Upside.
Oh, Upside.
There you go. Yes. Okay, now what's the one with the other guy driving the pianist around the South? Won Best Picture this year. Mm-hmm. And I'll let you off the hook after this one.
Okay.
It's in there.
The Green Brook. Brooke Book.
It's Green Book. So I'm going to give you a partial. We're going to go to the commissioner, and that gets a partial pass, they say. And well done, you got through that one. I see you sweating over there. I see a bead of sweat.
I just didn't think that you were going to spring this on me right now.
Why would I wait?
Because I've been practicing during
my I know you have. I can see you, like, when we see me. What's this movie called now? Okay. I've got it. But I don't think you ever really have got it there. And last question. Are you mad that this weekend you accidentally bought men's shoes?
You're such an asshole.
I mean, how did that happen? I'm convinced that those new shoes you bought are men's shoes. How'd that happen? Were they in the wrong section? I mean, legitimately, how'd that happen?
I mean, obviously, you came over to that section. It was the women's section.
I saw you wandering around aimlessly. I didn't know you had men's shoes in your
hand. I had them on my feet. I was trying them on.
Do you think that they're men's shoes? You tried on men's shoes and you... I'll grant you and say this. They could be unisex.
I mean, I don't care if they're men or women's shoes. But I'm upset that they were in the women's section. Because now I bought a pair of men's shoes that are too big for me. And I know I'm not going to find them.
So you are upset that you bought a pair of men's shoes. Thank you for clearing that up. That's going to wrap up episode 15 of the Worm for the Night podcast. We want to thank you guys for joining us. As always, you can find us on TalkShoe, Stitcher, Podbean, Apple iTunes, all that kind of stuff. Thanks for listening, guys. This is Jason.
This is Kylani.
We'll talk to you soon.